welcome to an episode of Bombarded, premiered in the podcasts of Wildemount. I am your dungeon maestro, Kyle, and usually our bards are going to school at Strumlot School for Music, where they're learning about their musico-magical abilities, being guided through on different adventures and whatnot given to them by their administrators and teachers and everything. But we're not doing that this time. This time, I'm throwing them into the world of Wildemount, created by Matt Mercer, and they're going to be chilling in Hupperdook. So if you know anything about that, it's going to be a raucous good time. We're going to have some fun. I'm pretty excited. I want to say thank you real quick to Jen Vaughn, Wizards of the Coast, and Critical Role for asking us to participate. And yeah, normally what we do is, you know, we bring our instruments to the table. We perform spells, songs, little ditties here and there. But every episode we write a song for you. And that is going to be the case this time. So despite it being a little bit different than what we normally do in our show, the principle is all still the same. That's pretty much sums it up. So I'm going to let my players introduce themselves. So Goodrich, you want to start us off?
Sure. I am Goodrich. Well, I'm Nick Goodrich, but Spurrier over here is also named Nick. So
hi.
Goodrich it is. And I play Razzle, son of Dazzle, or Razzle Dazzle son, who is a dwarf. I don't know about my backstory because of, you know, this multiverse.
As far as what happens in Exandria and on Wildemount, y'all just make it up as we go.
Okay.
And sure.
Okay. So, so Razzle, son of Dazzle, I am a dwarf, a druid, and a bard. So multi-classed as a bard, druid. Because, yeah, as we've discussed before, if we were just bards, our campaign may be short. So
yeah, right.
I am a druid and a bard, and also my kind of flaw is that I can't control what I turn into when I use my wild shape. So if I want to transform, I have a table of animals I can transform into, and I'll roll a D100 to see what I get. And sometimes it's great, sometimes, most of the time, I should say, it's not great. So,
we'll see what happens.
But yeah, that's Razzle.
Cool. Spurrier?
Hello, I'm Spurrier. I play Randy Greentrees, a halfling bard rogue. I have a little organ. Oh, you should tell him what you play.
Oh, geez, I play the guitar. Well, it's an axe guitar.
Yes.
An axe ooh something. So, yes.
So, yeah.
That is my instrument.
That's Razzle's instrument. But, yeah, Randy has a little magical organ. And, I can't read.
Right.
however, my two barding friends here have been kind enough to start teaching me some words, so I know like 10 of them or so.
Yeah,
and the entire
there.
Counting system.
So. But not right. here in this universe.
No, yeah, that's right. I know nothing still. No.
You can count to what, 20?
Yeah. I think 20
and toes.
Yeah.
Fingers and toes.
Perfect.
Yes. Very nice.
And Allie.
My name's Allie. I play a half-orc barbarian bard named Yashirok Bordun, a.k.a. Yashi, and she's a very lovable, tall, big lady. She likes stealing spoons. She has hammer mallets that she uses to play the percussion for the group, as well as beat up on people if she has to.
Right.
Which she won't do unless she has to, but you know, it happens.
Right.
Lover of animals, all around cool lady, likes to eat, you know.
She's a lover, not a fighter, but usually a fighter.
I will fight, yeah. And I do enjoy that as well.
We'll fight for love.
Right.
Excellent. So, to preface, y'all are all level 4 of your bardic class and level 4 of your alternate class, total of a level 8.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, let's throw the Bards of Chaos Sauce, which is your band name,
right,
into the world of Exandria. So, to start off, the Bards of Chaos Sauce are busking away in the Idlework shelves in the gnomish city of Hupperdook, which is nestled on the eastern side of the Silberquell Range. Chaos Sauce, you've been here for only a couple of days and you've easily learned that the people here party hard every night, but they also work very hard during the day. Getting someone's full attention during work hours is near impossible, but once the quit and whistle blows, there's a mug in each hand and celebration of finishing another good day of hard work ensues. You're posted up in front of Overdrive, which is one of the two hardest rocking and working venues in Hupperdook. You've also learned from a few people that Overdrive is in direct competition with East Street's Theater for having the hardest rocking show to celebrate the hardest working day. As you are playing nearby, hoping to catch the ear of anyone who works there, you see a frantic-looking gnome booking it towards the front door, clutching her flat cap. She charges through the door without hesitation. Minutes later, you hear a yell like a Doppler effect coming from the inside, and the door is flung open by the kick of a square-jawed gnome with feathered hair. He's wearing a leather vest over a half-button shirt, which is tucked into a tight pair of pants. He's fuming without filter, cursing and spewing odd obscenities, saying, That aluminum cog, spring steam is gonna get the broadside of a spanner for this one. I'm gonna kick his ass like it's my day job.
Oh.
And he's just standing there in the middle, just kind of fuming around like...
I imagine he's like anger and inside out.
Yes.
Some vision I get. Okay, and real quick, so we all know each other, right? So
yeah.
We're all cool.
You're still Chaos Sauce the band. Have you met? Again, that's up to you.
Okay. Hey, real quick.
Uh-huh.
Why am I talking to you guys? Hey, you over there, what's cracking?
This person looks towards you and he says, what the hell are you supposed to be?
A band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever played East Streets?
No.
Only in my dreams.
Only in your dreams. You'd want to play at a venue like East Streets, huh?
I'll play at any venue.
I mean, yeah, we need some money, so...
What's your name?
Our band's name?
Your band's name.
Okay, it's Chaos Sauce. I give him a card.
I've never heard of you. Do you want to change that?
Oh, yeah. Do you book this place? I'm sorry, who are you?
The owner of this place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Bachman Turner, owner of Overdrive.
Okay. can you... Well, hey, can you get us a gig?
Yes, I can get you a gig.
But will you?
I will, actually.
Oh.
If you'll do me a favor.
Okay.
That Bruce Springsteen over at East Streets... Bad guy. He's not going to do you right.
Oh, but I heard he's like the working man sort of hero.
No, he's not working overtime like Bachman Turner.
Right. Okay.
It's not happening.
Well.
Here's what's happened. Here's why I'm so pissed.
Right.
So
please
one of
us.
His lackeys managed to sneak in here and steal my performer's permit. Without that permit, I can't actually open up tonight.
Oh,
no.
So, if he knows that my permit isn't here, I would expect that sleazy greaseball to actually call up the guard to come and check to see if we're able to perform or not.
Well, first of all, sleazy greaseball, good band name. But
you've got a point.
But secondly, I mean, pretty much anything would beat busking out here. Because we're not making any money out here, right, Kyle?
No, like, it's been way too busy. People are just zipping by you. Nobody's giving you the time of day.
Okay, should have negotiated that contract a little better. But, yes, if you have a gig, I say turn to my fellow bandmates.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down.
You know, what's up? You help us, we help you, or we're the other way around, maybe. You know.
You pay us, we play a show.
We're going to scratch some backs. You want to scratch some backs,
I mean, yes.
You get that permit back, and I'll put you on stage tonight. You'll get at least one song, and more if you can rock as hard or harder than my patrons work during the day. Understood?
Song.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we could also maybe talk about how gigs usually work, too. But...
Listen, wow. I think I'm the one who owns the venue here, right?
That's fair.
No,
okay.
We get it. One really long, awesome
wink, song.
Listen, if you play an epic, that's totally fine. I'm giving you one song. Do with it what you will. If you impress my crowd, I'm not going to pull you off stage because I appease the people.
Gotcha.
I like that.
Yeah, let's do it.
My informant just now let me know that this person who stole from me, they were gushing about it over at the Blushing Tankard. Make your way over there, see if you can suss out where he's gone. Maybe he's still there, maybe he's not. He should be wearing a duster and has a blue mustache. So, hunt him down, get my permit back, and get back to me before the quit and whistle. Understood?
Yes.
Good.
Check.
And he turns around and walks inside.
Cool. I'm gonna roll. I don't know. I feel like we should roll something, right?
What are you trying to ascertain?
I don't know. You know what? I'll roll a survival check. Like, how do you make it in this town? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Urban survival.
Yes, exactly. I don't think I've rolled a survival check this entire show. Okay, it's a 17 plus 9.
You've gathered that, like, work is rewarded here, and it's admired, so being diligent in your duties will get you by.
That's kind of what we told him we were going to do.
Yeah, I mean, that seems fair.
You know what? You're totally right.
Yeah.
Onwards.
Let's go take care of this business.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're making your way through the Idleworks shelf, and you're heading towards the Blushing Tankard. Of course, just to scope it out a little bit more, the Idleworks shelves rest upon this, like, large flat slab of rock above the more industrious section of Hupperdoke. You can see smog and smoke billowing from smokestacks below, where most of the weapons for the Dwendalian Empire are crafted and made. And it's because the gnomes in this area are so good at making them, and they're so they produce so much because they're so hardworking.
Right.
But this is more so like the upper scale, like neighborhoods where people live and entertainment and all that kind of stuff happens. So you arrive at the Blushing Tankard and you make your way through a large arc that is adorned with vines that wrap and twist around the woodwork. The inside is spacious with floor room for roughly about 20 tables or so. There's a stage in the back where there's a worn piano, and the bar here wraps around the right side of the room. You see two hatch sections where workers can enter and exit from the bar. There's several rope-hung chandeliers that light the tavern, and this illuminates the fact that there aren't many people here currently. Of course, there are two people that are working frantically. You see a middle-aged gnome, clean-shaven with a large mane of red hair, and a rather buxom dwarf with a well-kept chin-strap beard. They are both working hard, but the dwarf, she's giving directions here and there, indicating what this middle-aged gnome should be doing.
Okay, so this is more of a House of Blues vibe, Razzle thinks to himself. Nope. Anyways, I go up to them.
Okay. Right?
And we're here for a gig. We're here. Is that what we're doing? Sorry.
We're trying to find that.
No, we're trying to find that guy.
Right? Oh, yep. Blue mustache. What's his name? Jeez, I'm doing so bad.
We don't know his name.
Have you seen a blue mustachioed gnome?
In a duster.
So are you looking for Bazik?
Possibly.
That's the one, probably.
That seems likely.
Bazik Dorman was in here recently. I don't remember seeing him leave.
Oh. So he's here somewhere?
I'm going to roll insight on her. It's a critical fail, so...
Yeah, she's totally telling the truth.
Cool. Well, hey, if you don't mind, you mind if we just get a drink real quick?
Maybe drinking at this hour?
What time?
Do you not have work to do?
What time is it? Well, we're bards, so kind of drinking is part of our work sometimes.
Okay, and she turns, she says, Sid, pour up a few. And the redheaded gnome, kind of stops his work, goes behind the bar and starts pouring up some drinks. The dwarf says, please have a seat. I'm Arena if you need anything. And that's Sid. I guess enjoy your drink in the middle of the day.
Yeah, no, we usually drink and walk and talk and among other things. So,
yeah. I have to-go cups?
Do you?
Actually, yes, I do.
Oh wow. Cool. We'll take him in those, and we're just going to kind of... So we're looking for places to play, kind of. And Kyle, you said that Overdrive and the E Street place are the two main places. This is more of a acoustic act sort
Yeah,
of
yeah, this place
vibe.
Would be a little bit more of acoustic vibe. You know, still pretty well known, but...
Well, the crowd isn't jumping, hopping, beating the walls down.
Yeah. Okay. They're not there for the music like they would be at E Street or Overdrive.
They're there for the ambiance.
Yes.
I see. So it's not House of Blues at all. It's more just a cafe. Okay. Yes. So we get our drinks, and I'm gonna investigate. See if
I will also. Yeah. She said that
he's still here somewhere.
He didn't leave. So
triple investigation.
Man, it's three. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
13.
13 as well.
With those rolls, Randy and Yashi, you notice that, it looks like there's a table where somebody was sitting. There is a duster hung over it, and there is a half-drunk mug of some brackish-looking kind of concoction. Mm. Not exactly sure, but Sid, with the red mane of hair, comes up to you and hands you these to-go pouches, and they've got little toppers on them. Yeah, it's awesome. Capri Sun.
Yes.
And he hands them over to you and says, don't drink it all in one place. Get you quick.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, is there a second room, a smaller area or a second bar here?
Or a bathroom?
We got rooms upstairs. We got bathrooms out back if you, just watch the trough.
Right.
I know we've got rooms upstairs. Why are you?
Yeah, can we see one of the rooms?
Yeah, I've just never been here. I really like the architecture. You know, I am a carpenter, and this place is beautiful. The woodwork here. So, yeah, so I was just going to go check to see how they, fit the roof on.
So I'm not going
so well.
I'm not going to ask any questions of what you three intend to do in a room, but how long do you plan on
using it? Oh, are they
it?
Rooms sleeping rooms or just a hangout type situation?
How old is Yashi in this universe?
Well,
Yashi and yes, sleeping and hugging.
We have an hourly rate.
Oh, I thought it was just a balcony where you could watch the show from above. Okay, well, somebody left all their stuff here. I was just wondering if maybe they were upstairs napping or...
Okay, as you're talking to Sid, you hear something near the front door. As you turn to see a gnome with a blue mustache has tripped over a coat rack of sorts, and he's on the ground and he turns and looks at you three wide-eyed and just goes, hip, and dips out the front door.
So he was in the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay.
And you just hear Sid go, there goes Basic right there.
So he just took off?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, I rolled earlier for an insight, and it's like he sensed your motive. Which is a good callback to 3.5.
Right.
Thank you for the to-go drinks. Bye.
After his ass. Yeah. Go.
Remember the name Chaos Sauce.
We'll need a room tonight.
And so you make your way out the front door through the archway again. You look left, look right. Everybody give me a perception check.
Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
2.
Kidding me?
5.
I'm pretty sure in 2020 I've averaged like a roll of about 7.
Well, sorry, I also got a 2.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Okay, so with that, we'll just go off your passive perception, which does give you at least that you hear a commotion coming down the road to the right.
We probably drank all of our drinks out of excitement.
Do we want just to really say? Knocked it back, yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Okay, just give me a constitution check real quick, okay. Everybody.
Flip open that pouch.
All right. There we go.
17.
17.
Wow.
Go. Oh, wow. Is this a saving throw or just a... Are we just...
Save.
Save? Okay.
Yeah, I said check, but save.
Okay, 10.
With a 10, you feel it, but you'll be all right.
Okay.
You're not just schlobber knockered off one drink. Although, this is very viscous. It's very thick and has this kind of metallic sort of taste to it. Ooh. And you feel a hint of the hard liquor that's inside of it, but also... mixes with like a little bit of a sugar rush.
Oh my.
So,
okay.
But yeah, you hear this commotion from down the way and you hear some people sounding like, watch out.
Let's go.
Okay. Yes. So you head down that direction and give me another perception check as you reach this thicket of people that have all been clamoring and making noise.
It's a 14.
6 plus 5. I haven't been adding my modifier, but they've all been bad.
Oh, okay. Well. 19 plus 3.
Okay. Yashi and Randy, you're looking around through this crowd. Razzle, you're having a hard time. You're like, with all the people around, you're like, oh, cards, here, we're a band.
Well, it's all the sugar, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Super excited. Distracted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Yashi and Randy, you do see that gnome. He's peeking around a corner, and he sees you.
Mustache.
You have your, you make eye contact, and he looks like he's hiding, and he's like, oh, he spotted me. And he dips off down a corner. At this point, I'm going to initiate a chase.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
To keep things in order. So, okay. Everyone roll initiative.
Okay.
That's my boy.
16.
16.
Whoa.
Thank you, buddy.
Let's do it.
11.
Oh, wait. Do we have to do a roll off?
You can decide whoever goes first.
Well, then you can have it.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
But you should have it.
No, you've been down on your luck recently with rolls. I'm just going to give it to you.
That's true.
I'm excited to see what you do.
Thanks. Oh, jeez.
So our turn order is Bazik, Razzle, Yashi, Randy. So for these chase encounters, essentially every turn, it's going to be similar to combat, but you're basically going to get your action and movement only. So you can use your action to attack or cast a spell if you want to, or you can use it to dash. If you don't dash, it's more than likely you're going to lose your prey, your quarry. But you can do whatever you'd like. As far as bonus actions goes, there's not really an economy for that. Same with reactions and chases. So, Razzle, if you're thinking about changing or anything, you know, like, you basically use your action to do that.
Okay.
For dashing, you can dash up to 3 times plus your constitution modifier within this entire sequence.
Oh.
So, yeah, so you have a +1 modifier to your constitution. You can dash 4 times.
Gotcha.
You dash 4 times and you want to dash a 5th time. That 5th time, you're going to have to make a constitution check. And if you fail it, you're going to gain a level of exhaustion, which really isn't going to do... I mean, you'll get disadvantage on like skill checks and stuff like that, but the 2nd level of exhaustion, your speed will be halved, which is definitely not good for a chase.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So, that being said, let me just start off with Bazik. Again, he sees the 3 of you, makes eye contact with Yashi and Randy, and you see him zip off behind the corner, and looks like he's probably in a full sprint. You can assume that he dashed this round, and we'll go to Razzle. What you doing?
And I didn't see him, right? Because I failed.
Not at first, no.
Dang, because I could have done hold person and maybe made this a super short chase.
Oh. But oh, yeah.
Too bad. Yeah, so I'm going to transform. So I'm going to roll up my D100 and see what I get. Hopefully something. I got some horses in here. 47, which is a draft horse.
Oh, yay!
Sweet. You were just drinking.
Yes.
Perfect.
It's true. Man, I was 1 away from Panther, too. Okay, so I transform into a draft horse.
Oh, that's
and
pretty
I say,
oh, my.
Can I have Randy or Yashi ride on top of me?
I don't think you want me riding you.
Yeah, would
I might
like,
be heavier than you.
You can have Randy riding on top of you without it hindering your movement.
Okay, a little halfling. So I say,
Hop along, little Randy.
Oh.
Hop up here.
Yeehaw.
Well, ride him, cow path.
Kyle, does that matter since I'm at the end of the order, or can I just go ahead and do that?
Well, no, I'll just grab you with my horse mouth. I'll grab your pants and, like, whip you up on the back.
Make sure I land gracefully. Hang on.
Doable, yeah, acrobatics.
2 plus 10.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not very graceful.
Oh, dear.
But you managed to make your way land safely on top
okay.
of Razzle.
Yippee-ki-yay!
Oh!
And you two bolt in the direction of Bazzik. And when you round the corner, you can see he's about 55 feet away when you get to the end of your turn. Razzle. Yes, Razzle. That's yes. who I'm talking to.
Welcome to the Real Bombarda podcast, where Kyle just gets our names wrong.
Well, you chose two characters it's with R true. Names, so, you know.
With R-A names.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you have the same first name.
No, no.
Another thing of the chases are complications. So, at the end of a turn, you're going to roll a d20. And I have a complications table here, and whatever you roll is going to affect the next person in initiative order.
Okay.
So, Razzle, I need you to roll me a d20 and tell me what you get.
8.
Okay.
The Ocho.
So, next in initiative order is Yashi.
Wait, what the 8?
We'll find out here in a second. Okay. So, Yashi, you see Randy hop on top of Razzle, and Razzle is turned into this draft horse and bolted around the corner. But there is this person in this gaggle of people that you are looking for Bazzik through. They kind of get in front of you, and they're blocking your way, and they look like they're a beggar. They're holding out a cup, and they're just saying, "Please, if you can spare any coin, I need to be able to buy some bread for the young ones tonight."
Can I check my pockets and see if I have any food in there? Because I don't have any money.
Okay. yeah, if you want to try to give him some food, you probably have food in your pocket.
Most likely.
You are a food character.
All right.
As
let me
it
check.
Would be.
Let's say got a little bag of chips.
Okay, I tell you what. Give me a persuasion check.
To persuade you them.
Like, here, what these chips do?
It's a 13.
Okay, with a 13, they say, yes, that would help out wonderfully.
I suppose beggars can't be choosers.
No!
That's right. Oh. And so, yeah, there's no hindrance upon your movement
okay,
or anything
so
like that.
I
so
take
you
can, off, and can I use dash?
You can.
Too, so that's what I do.
You can right. dash. You dash up to 60 feet total.
Great.
And you
60
are...
60 feet? You're, like, faster than a horse.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Well, you weren't able to dash.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So,
I'm just trotting. We'll get there, Randy.
My legs are longer than you.
Yashi, when you get through your sprint, you're about 35 feet away from Bazzik.
Nice.
I need you to roll me a d20, please.
Okay. 9.
Okay. Randy, you're riding atop Razzle as a draft horse, sprinting through the streets of the Idlework shelf. You hear from the side, "No horse sprinting through the Idleworks!" And
oh, no.
A guard takes a spear and tries to whack you across the face with it.
Oh,
luckily,
no.
You duck just in time.
Oh, geez.
And it doesn't impede you from riding atop Razzle any further. But you hear this guard just saying, "Slow it down, you!" You continue
kids,
on.
Riding your skateboards and hula hoops.
You have action and movement. You are beholden to Razzle's movement while
right.
you're atop of him. You are 55 feet away from Bazzik. What are you doing?
55 feet away. Okay. Since I can't move, I'm going to pull out my drift globe and throw it up in the air and have it do flashing red and blue lights.
Okay, yes.
And I'll just scream, "Bazzik!
Bazzik! Bazzik! Bazzik!"
Okie dokie. So, that being the case, go ahead and roll me a d20,
Oh,
Randy.
Right. Okay. That is a 19.
That is no complication.
Oh, hooray.
So, it is Bazzik's turn. He is going to continue running. He looks over his shoulder. He's like, I don't have what you're looking for.
Then why are you running?
I don't know you. And he's continuing to sprint.
We're just so excited to meet you. Or,
we're just so excited to meet you.
But he sprints, and now he is 105 feet away from Razzle and Randy, and now 85 feet away from Yashi. So, that is the end of his turn, and I'm going to roll a d20, and I'm actually going to roll it one more time because I forgot to last time.
What?
No complications on either. So, Razzle, what are you doing?
Well, not much to do except dash, I guess, since Randy's on top of me and I'm a horse. So
yeah,
I'm just going to dash.
All so right.
80 feet.
Yeah, so you dash forward, you get in within 25 feet of him, you've rounded a few corners, he's slipped, dipped, and dodged here and there where he needs to. Seems like he knows the city a little bit better than you three do, but go ahead and roll me that d20 to see what our complications are.
You got it. It's a 9.
And Yashi, What are you doing?
Well, so I was going to keep trying to catch up to him and use my movement, but I also wanted to cast a spell while running. Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely. What spell are you wanting to cast?
I was going to cast Message and try to persuade him to stop so we could just talk.
Okay, so you're going to use your normal movement to move 30 feet, which puts you at about 55 feet away from him. While you are running, you're casting your spell, and the same guard that interacted with Randy atop Razzle kind of takes a moment and says, "Wait, you stop there?" Oh, and gets a critical hit.
But I'm playing my spell with my mallets in the air, and so my hammers are already smacking around, and I run right into him and bludgeon his head.
Oh, yeah,
right?
That's not how this is working right now.
Okay, well, it's worth a shot.
You will take 7 piercing damage. As he pierces, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're not who I thought you were, but carry on."
Yeah, you just, like, bloodied me, dude, look. I wasn't, like, in the mood
That's
for
a
new
scrape.
Piercing. Come on.
And you see him, like, kind of turn, like, and held up his hand to, like, not have to
You'll
look at you out of embarrassment.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Oh, while running. Right.
But go ahead, and what message did you want to send?
Well, I have to play my spell first.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then I'll tell
we
you.
We play spells in our show, so let's play that spell.
2, 3, 4. I hope that bastard gets my... I hope that bastard gets my... I hope that bastard gets my message that I whisper, yeah.
All right. So, what are you saying in your message?
I'm gonna say, "Hey, dude, just stop for a second. We really are just looking for a way in at E Streets because we are a band and we want to play a gig. And we heard you're, like, a really good guy to talk to about that. Just give us a second. We are desperate."
Okay. Give me a persuasion roll, but at disadvantage since you're kind of chasing this person.
Yeah. Right, okay. Okay, so that would have been a natural 20.
Oh, baby.
No, don't.
Okay. Well, show everyone who hasn't heard.
Because my other roll, well, it's fine because my roll was a 17 plus 1.
Oh.
So 18.
All right, we will see how he responds on his turn.
And he can message back, so now we just wait for him to...
Oh, yeah, I guess he can message back.
So could he message back now or do I have to wait?
He could be like, "I don't know who you are, but maybe I could help."
He's thinking about it, guys. You're way back there.
Actually, they're way ahead of you.
Oh,
Yashi, will you go ahead and roll me the complication die, please?
Right. A 5.
All right, so, Randy,
oh, no.
You are on the back of Razzle. Y'all are chasing down Bazdik, and Razzle is just in this dead sprint, trying to catch up as much as possible, and the sweat is starting to build up and accumulate on the shoulders where you're standing.
Gross.
So... Your little feet start to lose their bearing, and I need you to give me a dexterity saving throw to make sure you don't slip off.
Okay.
Clutch that mane.
There's a word for that when the horse is, like, spritzing. I can't remember.
Spritzing is good.
Yeah. I can't remember.
That is a 10 plus 7.
Okay. You rolled what you needed. So your feet kind of slip a little bit, but you grab onto the mane to get a good balance.
You use your little halfling toes.
Yeah, they just clinch on there.
They clinch in real deep.
But now
mane.
Your hair's getting pulled.
You're so sweaty and gross.
Sorry.
It's fine.
But yeah, so you don't fall off the back of Razzle. Of course, your movement is tied to Razzle.
Right.
So what are you doing?
Okay, so we're 25 feet away from him at this point.
25 feet
Okay,
away.
And obviously I have no idea about the message that's been sent.
Nope.
Okay. for those of you playing at home, I did at one point eat a gem when I was younger, and it has a wizard inside of it. His name is Eddie. His name is Eddie Izzard, the Gizzard Wizard. And that's how I cast all my roguish spells.
Yes.
So, yeah, these I don't actually play, but Eddie does come out to play, so to speak. So I'm going to lift up my shirt and let Eddie out of my belly button and say, "Blindness."
Okay, and do I have to make a check?
You do. You have to do a constitution saving throw.
Let's see what I get here. That's going to be a 12.
If it meets, it beats, right?
Yes.
Ah, well, curses, it was a 12, so.
For a second, like, you see his head whip back and forth, and then he shakes it off, and he's just like, no, doesn't seem effective. That will take us to the top with Bazik's turn. Bazik kind of slows down, and you see him work his way up to the top of this, like, mountain of crates. And he, like, scurries up to the top of it, and he's looking down at the three of you, and he says, "Hey, stop right there! You wanted to talk about a gig?"
"What? What?
Yeah, it's a gig.
Oh,
here, let me catch up. Let me catch up.
Sure, let this guy get off his soapbox.
Yeah, the box says soap. It's all big boxes of soap.
Do I catch up?
Yeah. We'll break the chase for right now.
Cool, and I'll transform out of the horse.
And he's probably about like 25 feet above ground level. Oh, so
got up there quick.
Yeah,
he scurried.
Yeah, guys, that was fun. Yeah. All right, I told him about us just looking to get an inn with the East Street Theater, and knew that he like knows the people that book it or could help us out with getting a gig there. So I sent him a little message just to let him know we weren't gonna like hurt him or anything.
Okay. Real quick though, Fezzik, what's his name?
Bezzik.
Bezzik, give us 2 seconds. We didn't get all the full story from our half-orc friends here, so I'm just gonna... Is that cool? Sorry. Is that cool?
Take your time.
Just a second.
Why are you you're chasing me for a gig?
Yeah, just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
So, above the table.
Oh.
Like, I know we're supposed to be getting the permit back and everything, but it seems like... we could just go play at E Streets, and with Overdrive shut down, we would get a bigger crowd.
Yes.
So this might benefit us, and I'm chaotic neutral, so I'm good to just go with E Streets.
That sounds great. And I guess that should be said, like, Chaos Sauce comes from Yashi being chaotic neutral, Razzle's chaotic good, and Randy's chaotic evil.
Yeah. So we're all working in our best interests here for the most part.
I'm down with eliminating competition.
I mean, the Overdrive dude, I know he was mad, but, like, he seemed like he could be a jerk in general, too, and, like, one song, so... Yeah.
No, that's where I'm at, too.
I think let's go E Streets. Let's just go along with this.
Okay.
So,
yeah, okay. Yes.
So I'll tell you guys in character,
hey, so what do you think? Like, that other dude from Overdrive, kind of a jerk.
Right? A little bit, yes.
So maybe we just take this E Streets gig, see if we can get something set up there?
Yeah, that dude's going to be pissed, but...
That's fine.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a one-shot.
Maybe we'll find out. Yeah.
All right, so
maybe
I'll call up to Bassick there.
You know, we really just want to gig with you. We're broke. We just really, we're a great band.
We've heard your establishment is boss.
Give him a card.
I flicked the card up there. Dexterity check. And it's an 8.
Okay.
And,
you throw the card and it lazily floats to the ground and lands in a puddle.
There we go, 14.
We got more, don't worry. Yeah. But yeah, we're just a great band looking for an inn because we know the East Street Theater is like the best venue in the town. And so we're just trying to get in, man.
It's a really good theater.
And you seem like the guy to talk to.
I might be able to pull some strings.
Also, we heard that you like stole something and we think that's super funny. So, yeah.
Yeah, we heard you're a real jokester.
Yeah.
And that's like our kind of chaos we're looking for.
Yeah.
Our name's Chaos Sauce, by
it's
the way.
True,
so,
yeah.
Like, we're very interested.
Yeah, no, I was just, I was supposed to make my way to Starosta Zed's box office to turn in this permit that I got from the, catch my breath, you're just scaring the jeez out of me. But no, I was hoping to shut down Overdrive for a night so East Streets could really deliver. We gotta...
Sounds good to us.
he pulls the permit out of the inside of his blouse.
Well, also, do you let your bands play more than one song sometimes?
Depends on your clout.
I mean, you know, we've got clout. Going for deception
yeah.
Or...
Maybe a persuasion.
Maybe
you
persuasion.
Believe you have clout,
it's
clout
true.
So...
Well, it's a 3 plus 10.
He looks at the card and says, Chaos Sauce, I can't say I've heard of you, but...
We are up and coming in this area, but we are real big down south.
Yes.
So you've probably made your way up the Amber Road through Zadash.
Yeah, that's the road we took, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, we go by feel. We don't really follow signs much, but, like, we were called here.
Yeah, leaves on the wind, my friend. Leaves on the wind.
Oh, excellent.
And I go over to
Bezzik.
I keep thinking Fezzik. Okay, Bezzik. I say, yeah, well, here, let me transform. You can ride in style back to East Streets on a 88 crocodile.
Oh!
And Bezzik's...
Let's go!
Bezzik's looking down. He says, well, that's a peculiar mount, but...
Look, man, I mean, you're a... No, I'm a crocodile. You're basically riding a dragon, right?
It would be a fun way to go back into the city.
True.
True.
I guess that's the way I could phrase it, is a road a dragon back. Yeah, Yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
So he tucks the permit back into his blouse and everything, hops down, and just pops a squat right on top of Razzle as a crocodile.
I guess, Randy, do you want to?
Sure.
Everybody get up. If you
want to ride. How big is a crocodile? Could I pick the crocodile up so it's like you two riding a croc, riding Yoshi?
It's like the Discworld sort of thing. Crocodile's a large beast, so...
Okay, so maybe I rage and then I have a better shot at hoisting you.
I'm so happy about getting this gig!
Roll a strength check to see
if
you can pick up a crocodile.
Let me rage first.
I'm raging, let's go!
Okay, so that's a...
Wait, turn on.
Advantage. You have advantage on strength
so
checks.
So that's... I know. Well, so my first roll is a 16 plus 4, so an unnatural 20. Yeah. Oh, let's find out the next one. Hold on. Advantage. And it's a 7. All right.
Okay.
So, hoist.
I figured it would be pretty hard to do, and you succeeded.
Oh.
So... Yeah, you're able to hoist up, and it's not necessarily the entire body. I imagine you're more so picking up the tail and slinging it over your shoulder and just kind of lifting, like, the back half of Razzle.
I don't mind doing that to Razzle.
But then they're just hanging on?
They're fine.
I don't want to sniff your butt, Yoshi. Jeez.
Whatever way everyone can have a good time, let's make this fun. Come on.
Okay.
All right, so,
How far away is this place?
Oh, it's... Bazik is, he's just like, oh, well, it's, sorry, still catching my breath, it's about 20 minutes if we headed further into town, and it's kind of the opposite side of the... I'll show you the directions.
Just point the way. Yeah.
Okay. I can dash.
Dragging you along the ground.
So what, in a town full of gnomes, you're a giant raging half-orc carrying a crocodile with two people on it, and you're going to run down the street?
Well, but I'm also going to smile, and what's the tune for, like, when Captain Hook sees the crocodile? Isn't there like a...
Bum, 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 the side
of the crocodile.
Smile at the crocodile. This crocodile is a little friend of mine. Wow. So I'm going to just whistle that as I dash back with the crocodile above my head or slung over my shoulder.
However.
Yeah. You're just dashing back, dragging the
dragon. Yeah.
But yeah, Bezek is instructing you on how to get to East Streets in the first place. Can you tell me
how to get? Yeah.
totally. As you're making your way there, you hear the iconic blow of the work whistle. People filter out into the streets. Cups are being sloshed together. Fireworks are starting to go off. Vendors are pouring out into the streets as you arrive at the front of E Streets. This large venue that is in the shape of a combustion engine. And once the work whistle blows, you can see that the pistons start pumping. And they make this rhythmic sound that is just enticing. And like people in front are starting to feel the groove of it as it just like echoes and rumbles throughout the town. Bezek's like, Let's get on in there. Maybe we can get you up there before the main acts go on. And you walk inside, and standing in the front, pretty much greeting people with a big smirk on his face, is this gnome. He's wearing some tight blue jeans, has a tight white shirt on, and a bandana wrapped around his head. And he's shaking hands, and he says, hey, welcome on to East Streets, man. Hey, welcome on in. Come on, we're going to have a good time tonight. And he goes, he's like, hey, Bezek, did you do that thing? And Bezek's like, yeah, Bruce. Yeah, I got it taken care of for you. And he hands over the permit. And Bruce is just like, far out. That's great, man. And he tears it up.
Oh, my.
And he's like, with Overdrive out of commission tonight, we'll be able to have a packed house. And who are your friends you got with you?
We were born in the...
in Exandria.
Yeah, right. We're Chaos Sauce. Chaos Sauce is our band's name. And we're going to play... I thought we were maybe headlining, but it sounded
I got my headliners filled out for the night.
You're playing, because I imagine you're the headliner.
Oh, no, man. I mean, well, I play when I want to, but, you know.
Oh.
Did y'all help out Bezek?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, we did.
Bezek's like, yeah, I thought they were chasing me down because maybe they got hired by Bachman, but they were just looking for a gig.
No.
And Bruce is just like, well, shoot, if y'all want a chance, you know, the opening act isn't up yet. I'll let y'all get up there since you helped out Bezek and just make it sound good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That sounds great. Cool. How many people? Can I roll a D100 and multiply it by 10 to see how many people are there?
I will tell you right now that you walk through the double doors. You don't even need to roll because the number on that dice can't even house how many people exceed that number. So you walk through the double doors that lead past the lobby of E Streets, and you walk in, and it is packed wall to wall, pretty much standing room. There is a two-tier balcony that are stacked, and people are pushed up against the edges. The stage is lit up. There's a backing drum set up, ready to go. Everything is primed, ready. You can still feel like the natural rhythm of the pistons from the outside, which is matching the house music that's going on right now.
Awesome.
But you walk in and Bezic is taking you through the door.
Right.
You know, there's a very staunch gnome-looking guard wearing some shades, kind of looks like a little bit like a hard ass, and Bezic just kind of waves him and he steps to the side, leads you through the back, and it's like, well, get on up there and Bruce will be up in a moment to announce you.
Does Bruce, is he partial to any song topics that really get his engine running?
Well, anything about a hard-working day or putting in some real effort into your job, that's going to strike a chord with everyone.
Okay.
All right, so you get up, set up on stage, and you can see the audience is starting to notice that you're getting up there, and they're kind of looking confused at each other. But then Bruce walks out, and it erupts in this just cheer and people chanting, like, boss, 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 boss. And Bruce says, hey, how is everyone doing tonight? Uproar. Says, I got a special treat for y'all. You know, we were able to pack the house out tonight because I had a few bards help out a buddy of mine. And, well, you're not at Overdrive, so you're here. So let's give it up for Chaos Sauce. And he turns around, takes the mic away. If there is a mic, I don't know. There is. He's using thaumaturgy. Yeah. We'll say that. Yeah. He drops the thaumaturgy and says, all right, well, you know, just play to the people, and if it's good, we'll let you keep rolling. How about that?
Sounds so good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He claps each of you on the shoulder and says, all right, get to it then. And speaking of rolling, let's roll some core dice.
All right.
Okay, so for this section of our podcast, we roll dice that have chords on them. Each of us roll an 8-sided dice, and it dictates what chords we use to write the song.
Yeah.
We also have to roll for our drum kits and drum machines, stuff like that, which we have two different drum machines that we use at this point, so we still have to decide that. It's a process, but it all results in new music
for
you and us.
So first, we have to decide what key we're... Yeah. So I'll roll D12. And it's a 1, so it's going to be C.
There you go.
C,
keep it easy.
Major or minor?
Ooh.
I'm thinking major.
I'm thinking major, too.
They've been working hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now they're ready to rock hard, so yeah.
All right, so chord dice, here we go. We've got G, B diminished, A minor, and D minor.
And C.
And C.
Very good.
So that's a... That'll work.
There we go.
So.
All right, and so now for the drum roll. I'm guessing, like, normally we have either magic songs or non-magic songs. This is a non-magic song.
I would think so.
We'll use our original drum machine.
Yes. We'll go Bombarded Classic.
All right. So we're going with the preset bank. We've got 28. Rock 11.
Okay. Nice.
Off to a good start. Very nice.
We're doing 4-4, just straight ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the kit is going to be 14. Disco 02.
Okay.
A rock and disco.
Yeah.
Hard work and rock and disco.
Perfect. Love it.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, y'all get to writing, and for all of you at home, I'll talk to you in a second. Hey everyone, it's your Dungeon Maestro Kyle here. This is the part where the bards are writing the song, so I take a moment just to say thanks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you listening in. And I want to just say thank you to Jin Vaughn, Wizards of the Coast, and the Critical Role crew for putting this all together. It's been an honor and a privilege to get to throw a little bit of our flavor into Matt Mercer's world of Wildemount. And it's been a blast. So very excited for y'all to get to listen to this. Of course, if you want to hear more of our bardic antics, you can find our podcast on any of your podcatchers. You can find us on social media by searching @BombardedCast. And if you want to see what people are posting about the show or post about the show yourself, use the hashtag Bardcast also. You can find our website at bombardedcast.com, and if you're intrigued about what other content we may be putting out, head on over to patreon.com/bombardedcast, where you can see all of our tiers and what they have to offer. That's all I got for you. I'm not going to waylay you anymore. Let's get back to the music, get back to the bards, and see how they're performing at E Streets. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right, everyone, you won't be dancing.
dancing in the dark tonight because we're about to light this stage up.
That's right. We ran all the way here because we're born to run.
Oh, run right down Thunder Road. Y'all, you are tougher than the rest.
Let's do it. Yeah.
When the days are long and the work is tough, and quitting time's coming soon enough, we're gonna work hard, party harder, and rock the night away. Your back is sore and your hands are worn, you've been clocking in and out since the day you were born. You better work hard, party harder, and rock the night away. Work hard, party harder, the temperature's rising, the room's getting hotter, cause we're playing loud, so say it louder, rock the night away.
Get up every morning with a smile on your face, there's nothing better than running this race. You work hard, party harder, and rock the night away. You keep on pushing till the whistle sounds, so let's celebrate for another round, cause we work hard.
Hard, party harder, the temperature's rising, the room's getting hotter, cause we're playing loud, so say it louder, rock the night away.
When it's last call and the party's through and you're not quite sure what's left to do,
just come together cause we're not done, so lift your eyes to the sun.
Come on!
Work hard, party harder, the temperature's rising, the room's getting hotter, cause we're playing loud, so say it louder, rock the night away. Work hard, party harder, the temperature's rising, the room's getting hotter, cause we're playing loud, so say it louder, rock the night away.
Come on!
Work hard, party harder, the temperature's rising, the room's getting hotter, cause we're playing loud, so say it louder, rock the night away.
Okay, so your words pretty much hit home with the crowd.
Yeah.
Everyone's responding very positively. They're dancing. It's almost hard to hear yourself with how much stomping of feet from people like going along with the music is. It's almost overwhelming.
Nice.
And you finish up your one song, and Bruce comes out. He says, "Oh man, that was a rocking piece y'all got there. Hard working musicians you seem like. I really like it. Give them another round of applause, everybody." And of course, the entire audience just becomes uproarious with applause and hooping and hollering and yelling. And then all of a sudden, there's a different uproarious sound.
Ugh.
As the doors at the back of the room explode forth, there is a huge cloud of smoke and debris that fills the area, and it begins to clear, revealing Bachman Turner and several gnomes and dwarves, all brandishing pipes, wrenches, and other bludgeoning accoutrements. Bachman points at Bruce and says, "You've crossed the line, and if you think it was bad before, Brucey, you just ain't seen nothing yet." Bruce chimes in and says, "Chaos Sauce, why don't you give us a good brawling song to put a bruising on these overdrive fools?" He gives you a smile and a wink, and this is where we will end things.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you again for checking out this episode of the podcast of Wild Amount. Another thank you to Jen Vaughn, Wizards of the Coast, and Critical Role for asking us to be a part of this. It was a pleasure, and we hope you all have a great day. That last song that they're going to play for the brawling, what do you think it is?
Our theme song.
It's our outro music.
Okay.
Play it, goody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.